This is Jamil Perrant, calling out of the Indiana Department of Corrections. And the title of this is called Support Cal Fani. It was like probably like 2015, and I heard this big voice. He got a like a growl voice. He said, "Assalamu alaikum." Like the ground almost shook. Turn around, we never seen this big brother before. So, you know, he was happy to see us, hugging us like he knew us. He just got off the shoot. So, we, you know, we interested in him. It's an elder. So we go up, we get the green, I mean, you know, introducing ourselves, things like that. It took good liking to a lot of young brothers that was on the camp in Wabash Valley. He created his own little program in the day room and things like this. Despite if the administration let him do it in the classroom, so he let us do it in the day room. We come to the day room, we rally up, and it was called grief and loss, so how we deal with our grief and how we deal with our loss. You know what I'm saying? He put a lot of time into the ones around him. So over this time, he gave me a lot of strength to keep fighting the campaign. In fact, he introduced me to prison radio. And I'm hearing that he's going through a lot of stuff down there in Wabash Valley right now. I know personally how that place, how that plantation get out. I know they do not like leaders. I know they do not like black men that can lead people. That's positive. Now, if Cal Fani was down there doing drugs and ripping and hooting and hollering, it would be no problem. They would let him pass by. But since he invested his time and his energy into the ones that can spread it a little farther than maybe that he could, that's the problem. Everything that we can do, everything that we can say, we should do it to support Cal Fani, Cal Doom. That brother really, really, really changed my life. He was on the shoe for 20 years. I was barely 23 or something like that. It was a young brother who was with me. He was like, "Man, I ain't even 20 yet." He was on the shoe for 20 years and came out smiling. He's on the shoe for 20 years and came out loving everybody. I never seen no black men in prison that the Aryans loved like that, that the Mexicans loved like that, at least not in my journey. And he came out teaching us what Mumia Abu Jamal taught him. It's like we all was raised by Mumia Abu Jamal through him. You know, and Hugo Pinnell and things like this that he was teaching us and grooming us with. So I just want to send my support to Cal Fani. I really love that brother, and I know many of us do, because the ones that I'm touching and reaching out to, the young brothers that come and rally around me, they don't even know what I'm giving them. I done got from Cal Fani, and Cal Fani done got from such and such and such and such. And God willing to keep going on so we can keep motivating brothers to keep their heads up in these places. Cal Fani told me a story one time. He said a man burnt himself in the cell, killed himself. The police hated him so much that when they took the man out the cell, they put him in the cell where the flesh was still on the floor. That man came about that cell, came about the show, and didn't do nothing. Like, it's still like, you know, and didn't hold no grudges, man. Of course, he put it all in his fight, how he was supposed to, how he showed me. That's why I fight, how I fight. That's why I can call prison radio and feel like I got a voice. It gave me a voice, man. It's like liberating. It's like being heard. So I understand now, and I just bag y'all people, man. I bagged up people, man. Support Cal Fani. Whatever it is, if it's just a letter, if it's just reaching out to his family, whatever it is, support Cal Fani and let him know we love him. He one of our last ones, man. For real, that I know of. Thank y'all.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.